in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave, 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. We're coming out of the closet in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Nothing like serving the Lord. I try everything, but I couldn't find nothing. Nothing like serving the Lord.
on in. We've been expecting you. Push the brake. sets the wave on the inner ride.
Of LA. I say, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? You said, come over here, I got something to say. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you rather I be paid? Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you can be a little bit more kind. And if you won't go to come to your church, we all gotta do some work.
Cooking with Grace, and you are catching the wave. We're live from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Blockbusters Gospel Mixdown, and we're going to be in the mix as we continue with more great gospel music on this wonderful day, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I'm your host, the Anointed One, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
When I prayed for deliverance, didn't know I had to go through hell to get there. Now I realize everything has a reason. God, you've prepared me. I'm ready for my new season. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kimberly Ann McFarland.
I watched a bird get blasted.
gospel music at its best. Kingdom Radio is the beat.
Relax. Take time and sing a medley of songs. We want to sing songs that people asked us to sing all over the country today. You see, I don't know what a song means to you, you and you. But Justin,
yes, sir.
You being a young man, and I know you try to let your light shine.
Ooh, yes, I do, Brother Billy.
But I know that you run into some of your old friends sometimes that want you to do the same things you used to do.
You're right, Billy. Yeah.
But if you have to testify, what would you tell your friends?
Tell them, Justin.
I'm not the same person.
Justin, I know what you're talking about.
That's all right.
Because I had to do the same thing. I had to tell some of my friends things I used to do, I don't do no more. And they asked me why, and I told them, here. I'm guilty
of loving God.
What I was trying to tell him was, if you want to be loved, you got to first show love.
Yeah, you're right, Billy.
Just to tell him what you got to do if you want to be loved.
Yeah.
You got to have something.
This is what you got to have, Billy.
Gotta have love. You gotta have love, oh yeah,
and happiness.
Love, peace, oh yeah,
and happiness.
When one day, oh,
that sounds good to me. You see, if you got love, you'll have peace. And when you got peace, God knows you'll be happy. But sometimes folk just don't want to hear nothing about love. People are so mean and evil.
That's all right.
But I told my friends this, Justin.
What you tell them, Billy?
I had to stand and tell a whole lot of people.
What you tell
them? Since I met you, Jesus, yeah, my whole
life.
That's why I don't do the same thing. A little boy that'll sing about sometimes. The little boy was drug addicted.
Yeah.
At the age of 14 years old. But he said, Mr. Billy, the reason I'm on drugs, I don't have a mother, father.
No.
few years ago.
That's all right.
And he was telling me that he found someone to love.
I found someone to love me.
And he said, Mr. Billy, the things I used to do, I just don't do no more.
Hey. Yeah.
And this is what he said.
What did he say, Billy?
The things I used to do, yeah, no. Justin,
what's that, Ben?
What he was trying to let me know was this.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Back in the days when I was drug addicted, he said, since I met Jesus, I'm not like that. And he told him the reason was this.
I'm not the same person.
Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. for a powerful teaching bringing forth the Word of God. It's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water. Don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., bringing forth the Word of God with power. Rivers of Living Water.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Singing what a friend would have in
Oh, tonight. How many show enough been running from tonight? Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Pain by heartache, scorn by loved ones, just a little sunshine every now and then. But I'll run on. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Pain by heartache, scorn by loved ones, just a little sunshine. I gotta make the 100. So he'll get high. But that's alright. I got to run on. Valleys get low. I got to run on. Can't see my way. But I got to run on. Low get heavy. I got to run on. Can't see my way. But I got to run on. Get sick sometimes, but I got to run on. Been too good, been too good, been too good, too good to me, y'all. I got to run on. Can I see my way? But I got to run on. Sometimes I don't feel well, but I got to run on.
15 minutes before the top of the hour, and that's the sounds of those Highlight Juniors out of New Jersey. And certainly they are still smoking, huh? All right. Once again, it's my pleasure giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor in thanking you for catching the wave. Oh, my. We're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. this evening. And those of you, if this is your very first time catching the wave, you can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by going to our website at nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on our public figure page on Facebook. And you can simply just go to your Facebook page and type in NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's just that simple. NFI Radio Gospel Network on our public figure page on Facebook. Now, those of you, maybe you just want to send us a letter or to let us know and give us a comment and reference on how you like this broadcast. And if you enjoy the music that we play or you have a request for a song that you haven't heard that you would like to hear, you can certainly write us. And if you'd like to sow a seed towards this ministry that you are being blessed and you just want to sow back that others will be blessed just as you are, you can write us to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. Once again, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. And certainly we will appreciate any comment that you send or seed that you sow towards this broadcast. Many are being blessed around the world. We are an international network, far and near. They are letting us know that they are catching the wave. And certainly, we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for that. Also, want to remind those of you, every Friday night at 9 o'clock p.m., you can catch the wave on our NFI television broadcast on the new Spectrum TV channel 22. If you are in Raleigh, North Carolina, you can catch the wave on the new Spectrum TV channel 22 at 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 p.m. every Friday night right here on the NFI television gospel broadcast. All right, and I'll be right there hosting the show, and you will see the top 10 video countdown of the month. And as each month go by, you're going to see various recording artists around the world coming forth, singing, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. So we give God praise. We thank him for who he is and that he is continually doing what he said he would do, and he's still blessing in the land of the living. Maybe there's somebody today, and on this glorious day that the Lord has made, you may have woke up with some things on your mind, how you was going to manage and take care of this and how you were going to manage and take care of that, but you didn't go before God and turn it over to the Lord and ask him for wisdom and knowledge how to manage or handle your situation that you're going through or you're facing at this right time, huh? So if you go to him and leave it with him. And when you leave it with him, you're allowing him to do what he needs to do because you are showing him that you trust him. And as you continually trust him, he's going to bless you mightily, and you're going to see great things happen in your life.
Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was gonna do. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself?
Sometimes you're be scattered, oh, just like the wind blows sand. Your life around you, it will seem so dark, but you just take it to Jesus, and He will. Never, never, never doubt. There's just one more thing. Let me speak to your heart one more time, children. Sometime your way, it's gonna get dark, but you hold on to Jesus and you stay on your knees. And when you go down there, you pray an honest prayer and believe in your heart. Then when you take it to Jesus, He will make it. He will make it all right now.
All can help.
Job can be a witness. And I myself, I can.
Elder Callahan, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh.
Somewhere in my head. that it's going to be joy over there. After all these trials and tribulations, one day we're going home. Listen, we're going to have a good time. Going to have a good time. Don't you want to have a good time? Don't you want to have a good time? Do you want to have a good time? Oh, going to have a good time. And we're going to have a good time. Shout, show the world. Shout.
But excuse me if you will, because I hear a praise in the atmosphere. Uh-huh. So excuse me while we praise him just for a brief moment. One, two, three. We'll move on. Evangelist Ruby Holland Hutchins to come to the mic now. Thank you.
Well, what are you saying, Ruben? My voice may be scratching. I may have tumors on my lungs, but I still gotta pray. If there anybody here that will help me tell the devil, give me over until God tells it over. Open your mouth, clap your hands, pick your feet up, put them down.
Him. Praise Him.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Gets the way.
We're taking grunge music to another level. From 8 to 5, it's grunge music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One,
having a wonderful time. Oh, we're having some church, huh? All right, all right. Once again, want to thank you far and near so much for your wonderful words, and those of you that had an opportunity to call and let us know how much you're enjoying the broadcast. It's always my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Look, once again, want to let all of you know, if you'd like to just send a word to let us know how you enjoy the broadcast, you like to write us and maybe sow a seed to this network. And certainly we appreciate all that those of you support this network. You can write to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. Once again, that's NFI Radio Gospel Network, P.O. Box 98963, Raleigh, North Carolina, zip code 27624. And want to remind those of you to be sure to tune in every Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 p.m. for the Top 10 Video Countdown. It's the NFI television broadcast on the New Spectrum TV Channel 22. If you are in Raleigh, North Carolina, you can catch the wave with us every Friday night, 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos around the world, and we definitely play it for you. 24 years we've been doing it, and we are continually going forward in the name of Jesus. All right, let's get back now with more great gospel music. It's Blockbuster Gospel Mixdown here on the NFI.
Get caught up in what you're seeing. to the Anointed One.
Stand tall.
15 minutes before the top of the hour. You are catching the wave, and we are moving along on this glorious day, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And for those of you just catching the wave, you can catch the wave with us that 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in order for you to catch the wave, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Or you can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's on right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 12 hours a day. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and I'm your host, the Anointed One. All right, well, let's get back with more blockbuster gospel mixdown here on the NFI.
That there will be a brighter day. Tend to weigh us down, and it's easy to let them steal your joy away. It's always when you are the closest to almost getting through. Change seems far away.
Everything we live in, I'm all around things you can't brace yourself for.
And if tomorrow's another day, every door's locked and can't be opened. The doubts of dreams ever coming true can discourage you, but you need to see that.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch
the wave. I met my mother one morning. She was climbing up the hill so soon, hey, trying to catch a heaven in due time before heaven will close. Lord, she was trying to get to heaven in due time before heaven will close. She said, wake me, shake me, don't let me sleep too late. Wake me early in the morning, I want to swing on the golden gate. You know I met my father one morning. He was climbing up the hill so soon, hey, trying to get to heaven in due time before the heaven will close. He said, earthquake me, shake me, and don't let me sleep too late. Wake me early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate. Lord, wake me up early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate. I met my sister one morning. She was climbing up the hill so soon. Lord, trying to get to heaven in due time. Before the heaven no close. Oh, trying to get to heaven in due time. Before the heaven no close. She said, wake me, shake me, and don't let me sleep too. Yeah, wake me up early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate. Lord, wake me up early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate. Well, I met my brother one morning. He was climbing up the hill so soon. Oh, trying to get to heaven in due time. Before the heaven no close. Trying to get to heaven in due time. Before the heaven no close. He said, wake me, Lord. Shake me, Lord. And don't let me sleep too late. Wake me up early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate. Wake me. Shake me. Take me, make me, bless me, caress me, seek me, keep me, wake me early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden. Oh, wake me up early in the morning. I want to swing on the golden gate, Lord. I want to swing, I want to swing, I want to swing, I want to swing. I wanna swing, I wanna swing, I wanna swing, Lord swing, Lord swing, Lord swing, 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 I wanna swing, I wanna swing on the golden gate. I don't care how many.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you, yes, because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And when you can speak that word, knowing who God is, that he never ever changes, that he is holy, that builds your faith in him, that help you to grow in him, that help you to stand on the word of God. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for this chance to come back one more time to give him glory for being the Almighty God, for being our healer, for being the deliverer, for being the miracle worker. One thing that I do know, everything that we need him to be, he will be. And we often pray, not my will, but thine will be done, Lord. And when we have faith and we trust him, knowing that his will be done perfect, I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing in this hour. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for how you have brought us this far, thus far. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that delivers. I thank you for being the God that saves. I thank you for being the God that loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. Father God, I thank you that he went in the grave, but he didn't stay there. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for being the healer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching in the operating rooms, God. Thank you for touching in the name of Jesus. Thank you for delivering, God. Thank you for working that miracle in the name of Jesus. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that on this day that you bless those that are going through, God. Bless the bereaved families, God. Oh, Father God, comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, bless those that are burdened, God. Bless those that are going through their trials and their tests, God. Let them know that it come to make them stronger in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch that young woman right now that is going through in the name of Jesus. Let her know that she can cast all of her cares upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless the young people that are going to school on today, God. Bless those that are going to college for the first time, God. I ask that you encamp your angels round about them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Let them keep their focus on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are homeless, I ask you to provide. Those that need a meal, God, provide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to touch your leaders in the house of God. Father God, let them stand on your word. Let them live your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, touch your deacons, God. Touch your deaconess, touch your mothers, God, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you for all things great and small, dear God. I ask you to continue to move according to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Thank you for all that you are doing, God. Continue to strengthen in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I lift up married couples to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to draw them nigh unto you, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you heal that brokenness right now, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Father God, you know all things. You know what's needed, God. And I ask you to deliver according to your will and your way, dear God. Father God, I thank you for all things. As we lift our hands to you, I ask you to move in the name of Jesus. That you get all of the glory, God. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for another day that he has made. Man couldn't do this. It's all God. And as he allow us to live day by day, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow may not be ours. But we have right now, and I tell God, thank you. I thank God for he is the God that never changes. He is holy. He is that merciful God. He is the God that gives us grace. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I bless the name of the Lord because, see, it could have been the other way. But God said, not so. My grace is sufficient, and I tell God, thank you. at Christian Life. We have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come and worship with us as we give God glory. And this coming Tuesday is the third Tuesday. And we will be having noonday prayer at 12 o'clock. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. And when you finish praying, if you desire to leave, please feel free to. If you desire to stay, you are more than welcome. And with it being the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I encourage you to go into the Word of God wherever you are, because it's the Word of God that strengthens. It's the Word of God that there are days that we have to give to ourselves so that we stand and be obedient to our Heavenly Father. It's the Word that gives us strength. And I tell God, thank you. And on the other Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. I thank God for this past Tuesday night, that when we come together and study the Word, there's growth in being able to discuss the Word. And then the most important thing is to apply that Word to your life. And on the first and third Tuesdays of each month, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, he comes to join us to bring forth the Word. We ask you to join us every Tuesday and every Thursday as we come to do a work for God. I thank God for him coming to bring the Word on first and third Tuesdays. And on this Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., our ushers will be celebrating their anniversary. We ask you to come out and worship with us. And Bishop Linwood Atkinson, the pastor of Atkinson Temple Ministries, will be bringing the Word. We invite you, if you're an usher and you want to come and fellowship and glorify God and honor our ushers, we ask you to come and join us. And on this Saturday, Christian Life will be going to worship with Walking by Faith Missionary Baptist Church in Sims. They'll be having their women's conference. And we invite you to come along as they glorify God, that when we come together, that he will be in the midst. And I thank God for all that he is doing. And on next Thursday, we will be having one of our ministers to come, Minister Margaret M. Watkins, who is a minister. Not only is she a minister, she is an author, and she will be coming to discuss her book about My Moments with God. And we invite you to tune in as she comes to discuss her book and how she decided to write it and how those moments spent with God blessed and helped her to move on in the Word of God and to do what God had called her to do. We thank God for all things that he is doing, because see, we're supposed to encourage each other, and we're supposed to be there and to help, not help God, but when somebody is doing a work for God, when we stand with them and give God all the glory, he will continue to bless. As we come back on today, when we were last together, we was talking about how this thing is, journey is personal, can glorify God in everything that I do. And as we go on this journey, as I go on this journey, because it is a personal journey, it's important to me that I exercise my faith that I have in God. If I don't have faith, I can't glorify God. We also established that you got to love without hypocrisy. You got to love like Jesus loved. You got to love just because. We're talking about how do you glorify God in everything that you do. Glorifying God is not a Sunday Bible study special occasion, night, a day, a service, but it's every day. When we glorify God, you find that you deny yourself, that you are not important, but God gets all of your glory. We establish that to glorify God in everything that you do, you got to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I tell God thank you that to glorify him is an honor. To glorify him is a privilege. To glorify him, to give him praise and worship, to glorify him and to take on his character. And the only way we can take it on is to live a holy and righteous life. He was the only one that had no sin. Because we can glorify God with everything within us, I tell God thank you that he went on the cross. And as he went on the cross for us, you're going to find that you're going to have to offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God. I thank God for being able to come back and still teach his word. As we come back on today, we're going to begin to talk about Jesus being our Savior. When we look at the word Savior, we see S-A-V. The E is not there. But when we talk about Jesus being our Savior, we're looking at one who is our deliverer. We're looking at one who says yes, and I tell God thank you. When we talk about him being our Savior, 2 Samuel 22, verse 3, and the word of God said, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence." I tell God thank you for this scripture, because as we look at the word of God, as David is giving God praise and thanking him for all that he is, David let us know that God, the God of my rock, and we know when we look at a rock is solid. A rock can't just be chipped or broken. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me through all of these years, I see that when I was yet a sinner, he was the rock that held me together. He is the rock that held you together. When he is the one that's right there, the solid, that don't change, and he holds us together, you find that you can trust him with your whole heart. He also said that he is my shield. And I tell God, thank you for the times that he have covered us and put the shield up and kept the fiery darts from coming at us. Might have been a time that he kept a bullet from coming at you. Might have been a time that he kept a knife from coming at you. But I tell God, thank you for him being that shield that covered us through his son Jesus with his blood. The word of God said that he is the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge. We can go to him and hide in him. He covers us, and I tell God thank you. He saves us. The word said he is my Savior.
David said, not only is he my refuge, my savior, thou savest me from violence. God kept David. He kept the people around David. And I tell God, thank you. The second verse, he said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I tell God, thank you, because he has saved so many of us from our enemies. As we look at the word talking about a savior, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. I thank God that even before his son came, he was the one that was saving his people. He was the savior to mankind. And I tell God, thank you. When we stand on the word of God, God will cover us with a shield. God will keep us covered with the blood of his son. Jesus came because he knew that we were lost and that we needed a savior. I tell God, thank you for all things. If we look at John 4, verse 42, we're talking about our Savior and who he is. John 4, verse 42, and the word of God says, he said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, but we have heard him ourselves. And know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. He is the one, Jesus, that came that we might be redeemed back to the Father. He was the one that came that we would have salvation. But we got to choose to serve him. It don't just happen automatically. We got to choose to serve him. We got to turn from our wicked ways and turn unto Jesus. We got to confess our sins. We got to repent and be godly sorry that we have sinned and turn unto his son, Jesus. I thank God for being the one that came through his son, Jesus, to rescue us. He was the one that brought us back into the right standing with God. And I tell God, thank you. One thing that I'm so glad to know is that he is the one that saved me and sanctified me holy. When we are in danger, it ain't always somebody with a knife or a gun. But do you know we can be in danger when our mind and our heart is not focused on God? Because if he come and we don't have that personal relationship with him, we are on our way to hell because no sin enter into the kingdom. To know that God was the savior of the people even before Jesus was born. But remember what the word of God said. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. When he came to be our savior, but I'm so glad to know Jesus didn't just rescue us from some things, from sin, but he came to rescue us for a purpose and a reason. And I tell God, thank you. The word of God let us know that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But he has a purpose for each and every one of us. There were times that, yeah, when we were yet sinners, he saved us from harm's way because he had a purpose. He had it already predestinated that there was a work for us to do. And as Jesus is our Savior, I tell God thank you that he was the one that came that we might be delivered from sin. As he is our Savior, we got to know that, yeah, all mankind was born in sin, and that when we sin against God, when we rebel against him, when we separate ourselves from God, Jesus is not our Savior. But if we repent and confess our sins and call on the name of Jesus, and you've turned from your wicked ways, and I know there are those that try to justify sin, but there's no justification for sin. Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. And when we repent and confess our sins and we're godly sorry, yes, Jesus become our Savior. He is the one that comes to our rescue. And when we continue to seek him and we glorify him, he will fill us with his Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost of God is that lead and that guide and the teacher. And as we serve the true and living God, I thank God that he will come to our rescue. He see the seen and unseen danger and will be our Savior. As we continue to sin, did you know that sin produces death? What you mean sin produces death? If we don't live for God and live a holy and righteous life, if we don't walk in the light of God, then we are walking in darkness. We are walking in sin. And Jesus is not our Savior until we turn unto him. As Jesus is our Savior, one thing that you're gonna know is that he loves us, but you gotta turn from your sin. What do you mean I gotta turn from my sin? You gotta step away from unrighteousness, because if you don't step away from unrighteousness, you are not walking in righteousness. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Let us know that we've all sinned and come short. If there are those that say you haven't sinned, you're a liar, and the truth of God is not in you. But I'm so glad that God loved us enough to send his son Jesus to be the Savior, to save us from all unrighteousness. He came to rescue us. You ever been in a situation and we'll use a flat tire, and you don't have a jack in your car, don't have a spare tire that got air in it, but somebody see you sitting beside the road and they stop and ask what help you need. And they see that you got a flat tire, and the one that you have in the car has no air, but they let you know, I got a pump in my car and we can blow the spare tire up. And they begin to help you in your hour of need. And then you let them know, I don't have a jack to lift the car up, but they let you know that I have a jack, and It can lift your car up. That's the same way that Jesus come to our rescue. When we are down in sin, when we don't know who he is, he will come and give us a helping hand. He will come and minister to and through his word. As he ministered to and through his word, he may use somebody else to give us that word of God. And as we listen to that word begin to touch our heart. That word begin to touch our mind. And we begin to tell God thank you, because we see where he have brought us from. As that word of God begin to lift our spirits up, as that word of God begin, to brighten our eyesight, not the physical eyesight, but the spiritual eyesight, and we begin to see our way clear, we can tell God thank you. When we take off sin, when we take off that flat tire off the car and put on that tire that have been pumped up, and I tell God thank you that our car will stand and we can drive off. When we apply the word of God to our lives and we stand on that word, we can walk in righteousness, because God's son Jesus came and gave us a helping hand. Somebody else gave us the word of God. The word tells us, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. We got to listen, not only with our ears, but we got to listen with our hearts. And you find that as you continue to apply that word, that you grow in God. That tire that was flat, you got to take it and get it repaired. One thing that I do know, that when you turn from your wicked ways, when you come out of darkness and you come into the light of the true and living God, and you have the Spirit of God living on the inside, you have been rescued by God's Son, Jesus, because we have to accept him and become doers of his word. When we become doers of his word, you find that you no longer desire to walk in sin. And you are so glad that you got rescued by Jesus. Because, see, he already predestinated. He already had foreknowledge that I had a work for you to do, son. Daughter, I got a work for you to do. And, yes, I came to your rescue. I am your Lord and Savior. I am the one ye cut it over, I see you, that love you. And I tell God, thank you. When God comes to our rescue, he becomes our Savior. Romans 5 and 12 say, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, but that all have sinned. When man sinned, we know that death entered into the world because of sin. And we are all found guilty before God because of our own personal sins, not because of someone else's sins, but it's our sins. But I'm so glad that God loved us enough that he sent his son Jesus to come to our rescue, to come and save us, to come and be our Savior. When we were yet walking in darkness, the light came that we might have the right to eternal life. I tell God thank you for Jesus coming to our rescue. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much that he went on the cross for us. I tell God thank you that he don't hold against me what you did. He don't hold against you what they did. But when we confess our sins and do what God calls us to do, if you don't confess and you think they are hidden, I want you to know that God is the God that sees and knows all things. As Jesus is our Savior, he is the one that brought us to safety in his Father. He is the one that has delivered us from the judgment of sin. He is the one who saves. Satan can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As we stand on the word, knowing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, it produces blessings. Not only does he rescue us from, but he rescue us for a reason. And I tell God thank you. When we come back together again, we'll still be talking about Jesus as our Savior. If you need a Savior, I ask that you repent of your sins, confess them to God, and accept him as your Lord and Savior. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
Yeah. Yes, now he's on a roll. Ooh. Ooh. If you're looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you. Flock perfectly. No fingers can be pointed. We're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need
lessons life will teach you. Let us move from the valley to the mountain view. We need a little more faith just to believe, a little more love just to forgive. Let us pray, pray, 'cause we all need help. Let us pray, pray, 'cause we all need help. Yes, we do, yes, we do. We all need help. Say we want to be better. Say we need to be better. Yes, we do. And I know what we need. Yes, I know what we need.
First on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary,
Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary,
Mary,
Mary,
can't wait to see you face to face and hear you call me by my name. And I can't wait to see those pearly gates and see my savior and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place,
heaven.
That's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place,
heaven.
That's where I wanna spend my time. I'm talking about one place. I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those magic. I wanna see the rose of gold. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to worship with the angel and you hear us cry. Holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence and you see your people on one accord.
Thank you.
Clap your hands like this. take it to the water. Body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of rules. I can see the obvious rules. There's no residue. I'm close enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking no steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of
because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved.